This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Johnson & Johnson vaccine shipping out.
It is refrigerated, not frozen. It is one shot, not two shots.
President Trump, the comeback.
I may even decide to beat them for a third time.
Black actor reaps posthumous reward.
He would thank his ancestors for their guidance and their sacrifices.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. Just a day after federal regulators gave the thumbs up a third coronavirus vaccine, this one, a single-dose version from Johnson & Johnson, will begin shipping out to states. Correspondent Earl Barnett is at the airport in Louisville, Kentucky.
In the next few hours, those 4 million doses will march up I-65 and get placed onto cargo planes. In fact, UPS has designed special labels affixed with Bluetooth technology so each and every package can be tracked to the inch. Now, UPS is telling CBS News it will take roughly 20 hours for those packages to be handled here, handed over to the states, before it gets to locations where you all can get a shot. So we're looking at early Tuesday morning.
Johnson & Johnson chairman and CEO Alex Gorsky tells CBS.
We expect to have almost 4 million doses out within the next 24 to 48 hours, knowing that we've got a safe and effective single-shot option that doesn't require extensive refrigeration, should help that distribution, that kind of bottleneck that we've been seeing significantly in the coming weeks and months.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says Americans shouldn't worry. The Johnson & Johnson shot is less protective than Pfizer's or Moderna's. He says it was 100% effective in preventing hospitalizations and deaths in a clinical trial. The increasing number of vaccination sites has led to a drop in COVID testing. CBS's David Begno is in Los Angeles.
Hairstylist Amanda Shuttleworth feels like getting tested is something that she owes her clients.
It's my responsibility to make sure that I got regular testing.
But when she went to her usual testing site,
it was gone. There's nothing there.
Her testing site at the VA hospital parking lot in Los Angeles was closed entirely. And the city is now turning other testing sites into vaccine sites. CBS News medical contributor, Dr. David Agus.
Vaccines are what's going to get us out of this pandemic, period. At the same time, we have to figure out an alternative way to do testing. Knowing if you have or you don't have the virus is critical. Do I quarantine? Do I stay home? You need testing to determine that.
Donald Trump says he's ready for part two, maybe even part three. He's made his first speech as former president at the Conservative Political Action Conference. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe says he laid out plans to continue leading the Republican Party.
Do you miss me yet? Do you miss me?
Even out of the White House, former President Trump is shaking up politics.
We all knew that the Biden administration was going to be bad, but none of us even imagined just how bad they would be and how far left they would go.
And while he said he has no intention of officially splitting up the GOP,
we have the Republican Party. It's going to unite and be stronger than ever before.
Trump highlighted the rift in the party by taking time to call out by name more than a dozen Republican lawmakers who either voted to impeach or convict him last month.
Liz Cheney.
Polls show a majority of Republicans would support a Trump 2024 campaign, even as he remains the subject of multiple criminal investigations.
Congress begins debate this week on legislation that could lead to the biggest overhaul of U.S. elections law in at least a generation. It would get rid of voting roadblocks put up in the name of election security and curbing partisan gerrymandering. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing calls to resign after a second woman came forward to accuse him of inappropriate behavior. WCBS Radio's Steve Burns has the details.
After at first looking to make his own appointment to lead an investigation into his alleged sexual harassment, Cuomo eventually handed the reins over to the state attorney general, following bipartisan condemnation across the state. The governor also issued a statement apologizing to anyone who, quote, misinterpreted his comments as unwanted flirtation. He allegedly asked a 25-year-old staffer about her sex life and if she'd have sex with an older man.
In a 280-word statement, Cuomo characterizes past comments as playful, and not intended to offend. Pro-democracy demonstrators are back on the streets of Myanmar, despite a UN report that at least 18 people were killed by forces loyal to the government. Correspondent Raimi Innocencio.
Pro-democracy protesters threw Molotov cocktails at police in Yangon, Myanmar's most populous city. Elsewhere, they put out smoking tear gas canisters fired by security forces. Hundreds of thousands of people on Sunday called for the military junta to free Aung San Suu Kyi.
The first major show of the socially distanced Hollywood awards season is a wrap.
The Golden Globe goes to...
The big winner on Golden Globe night was...
Nomadland!
The critically acclaimed Nomadland, which depicts the struggles of a woman following the Great Recession. And its director, Chinese-born Chloe Zhao, became just the second woman to win the Golden Globe for Best Director. Clearly, the most emotional moment came when the award for Best Dramatic Actor was presented.
Chadwick Boseman.
The late Chadwick Boseman won for his performance in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. His wife, Simone, tearfully accepted.
He would thank God. He would thank his parents.
The show was largely virtual. The winners accepted remotely, and there were a few glitches.
Daniel Kaluuya.
When Daniel Kaluuya tried to accept his award, he could be seen but not heard.
We unfortunately have a bad connection.
Winners in the TV categories included The Queen's Gambit and Schitt's Creek. Steve Futterman, CBS News. Los Angeles.
A key member of CBS Sports for more than two decades has died.
This surface is by far the best field for any Super Bowl game.
Former Eagles and Rams defensive back Irv Cross was the first Black Network sports show anchor on what became the first live pregame show. After he was diagnosed with dementia, Cross said he would donate his brain to research. Irv Cross was 81. A plastic surgeon in Sacramento, California, shocked a judge in traffic court.
I'm seeing a defendant that's in the middle of an operating room, actively engaged in providing services to a patient.
Dr. Scott Green defended his Zoom appearance, dressed in scrubs with that patient on the surgical table.
I have another surgeon right here who's doing the surgery with me, so I can stand here and allow them to do the surgery also.
I don't think that's appropriate. I'm going to come up with a different date when you're not attending to the needs of a patient.
A new trial date's been set for Thursday. The Medical Board of California is investigating. Wedding receptions are making a comeback in New York with some new restrictions. Whether it's the cha-cha slide,
turn it up,
or the Cupid shuffle. Wedding dances in New York will look a bit different next month when receptions resume. The state says guests will be allowed to bust a move only with members of their immediate party, household, or family seated at the same table. Dancers must wear face masks and stay within their own dancing zones. Lisa Mateo, CBS News. Tiger Woods says it's hard to explain how touching it was when he saw fellow golfers wearing his signature red polo shirt and black pants at the final round of the WGC Workday Championship. In his first comment since last week's car crash in L.A., Tiger tweeted, "Every golfer and every fan is helping him through a tough time." And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Monday, February 1st. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.